snare of a museum with a thing that's been of considerable importance to us and the family, and they actually said to us something about it not necessarily being significant. Now, I can't make head or tail of this, but anyway, the story behind it is I've got this coin that's in a case, and my father gave it to me. We migrated here to Australia from England in 1959, and my father's family came from Ayrshire. They'd been in that district for many hundreds of years, as far as we can make out. And my uncle Bob, who had been the mayor of Ayr, he went to the First World War, and unfortunately was injured. In fact, lost his leg. He'd been the been a carpenter and came back from the war and was an undertaker, but went on to become very successful in that profession and ultimately became the mayor of the city of Ayr in Scotland. And my father, I'd just seen on the wall at home, and then my father, as he got older, decided he wanted to sort of disperse family relics and things, and he gave me this case with the half sovereign, and written on the back it says that the half sovereign herein enclosed was presented to me, John Bowman, to my son Robert on proceeding to France on active service, where he is subsequently wounded. And out of gratitude for his return home again, I herewith preserve it as a memento of the engagements which it came through, and at my decease it is my wish that it be handed to my son Robert, mentioned above, John Bowman, Great War, 1914-1918. And in the fullness of time, when my great-uncle died, it was given to my father, and ultimately it's been given to me. So it's been in our family for a long time. And what the thing that I thought was really interesting about it was the fact that this was something which has considerable historical significance all over the British Commonwealth, the engagement in the First World War, and that there was this custom that people would give a memento or something to a relative at home, then they'd go away to the war, and if they came back, they would reclaim it as a means of showing continuity of their experience in battle. And there must have been millions of people, literally, over the years of 1914-18, who went away with the best wish of coming home and didn't. And obviously in a small country town like Corryong, we've got a return serviceman's monument, and there's names of all the people in the district that died. And I think that this would be a real addition to the collection that the museum has, because it's got that sort of living connection in terms of a family's experience. Now, our family is, we live in Corrie and we're part of the community. I can't see that our experience it can be sort of neatly sort of chopped off because our relative wasn't actually living in the district at the time. I mean, goodness gracious, if that's the case, you wouldn't have anything in the museum, because everyone has something that belonged to someone who didn't actually originate in the district. The only thing you could have there would be Aboriginal artefacts, and we don't have many of them. So this artefact that's beautifully made, as you can, you possibly can imagine, as a cabinet maker. He was actually obviously the undertaker, but he was primarily a cabinet maker. He made this lovely little container, and it's got glass, and the coin sits on velvet in the background, and then in handwriting on the back it says what it is.